Blackstone Audio presents Almost Paradise by Korabel Schaffner. This book is read by Eileen Stevens. For Belmont, who told me stories before we knew words. For Deborah, who is my fierce protector. And for Martin, who gave me a life of love and these children, Alex, Markham, and Jesse. Chapter 1. I woke up alone in the back seat of the Catfish's car. That was my mother's boyfriend. Don't get me started on the Catfish. His real name was Carl, but I called him the Catfish because that's exactly what he looked like. The distance between his eyes was enormous, and he had skinny lips and a pointy mustache. If I'd been older when he came around, I never would have allowed him into our lives. But honest to God, I had no entire clue how to get rid of him once he was wedged into our family. You may as well know. Mother was no help at all. But don't hold that against her. She'd been real fragile since my father died, which was before I was born. I was still inside Mother at the time, and his shooting death actually made me come out. Anyway, Catfish wasn't in the car, and neither was my mother. The sun was all over me, and I was tangled up in the blanket, staring up at the ceiling. Thumbtacks held up the saggy material. And you know, at first, I didn't even wonder where I was. I mean, I knew I was in the Catfish's car. But to think outside the car would be like wondering where my planet was in the universe. I sat up to look for Mom. She was just outside, sitting on an upturned log by a burning campfire.